This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
It's Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. FM 100.3 HD2. Make sure you check us out there. We sound a lot better there. I feel like it's clear. Not that there's nothing wrong with the AM, but the app is clearest. Is clear. The HD is clear. Twitch is obviously clear, but you got to look at me. No one wants to do that. You don't watch me. But you can if you want to interact. The Twitch chat is popping. I think they liked Song of the Night tonight. I'm gonna count that one as a win. 1-0. 1-0 tonight. It's going to get weird. I'm going to pull out some weird ones probably. Phrasing. I will play an Alkaline Trio song just for me, just cause I want to. That's how it's gonna be, just cause I want to.
Who's gonna stop you?
No one.
Not me.
No one.
That.
Literally, nope. No one. Literally, no one. Dan Andriano, bass player, friend of the show, friend of the program, if you will. It was a great weekend of football, an amazing weekend of football, hands down. I don't know if you look at it, if you look at the record books, if you look at Wikipedia.com, where we keep all of our records here as a society, if you search best weekend of football, it comes up that this was the best weekend of football. And to recap it all, this amazing piece of production put together by Eric Ostrowski.
Best weekend of football I've ever seen.
Second down and nine. Burrow, toss it underneath. Good hands. Chase, catch and run. He's got ridiculous speed. Ja'Marr Chase. Brought down from behind inside the 30. Zach Cunningham. It's going to be Henry on a direct snap. We know he can throw it if he wants, or he can do this. Henry takes it in. Touchdown, Tennessee. And up, Mixon darts to the outside, and Mixon is gone. Touchdown, Bengals. Tannehill steps forward. Popped up in the air. Intercepted. Logan Wilson's got it for Cincinnati. 52-yard attempt. McPherson trying to kick the Bengals into the AFC Championship. Harris, the snapper. Huber will hold it. 52-yard. Sweeps the leg. He's got it! Cincinnati wins! They are going to the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1988.
So he was talking to Brandon as he was going out to kick. He gave a little warm-up swing and he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship right before he went out there to kick it.
Motivation comes from within. I already have enough motivation on that.
Rodgers under center. And he takes... Gives to Dillon up the middle, pitches low, cutting left, to the goal line, drives in for the touchdown! A.J. Dillon, 6-yard touchdown run, and the Packers strike first!
Was somebody talking about a fast start? I think we just saw one.
In his end zone, waiting for the snap, line of scrimmage, 12-yard line, Green Bay, low snap, Marquez has blocked, knocked up into the air, and it caroms. And is scooped up by the Niners and returned to the end zone for a touchdown. San Francisco scooped up and taken into the end zone by the Niners. And the guy who gathered it in was Talanoga Hufanga. And the Niners are an extra point away from getting this game tied. Special teams killing the Packers. A blocked field goal earlier tonight. A blocked punt return for a touchdown. Wow.
49ers have never led in this game. And this will be a 45-yard try by Robbie Gould to send the 49ers to the NFC Championship game. Kick was down the middle and good! 49ers win it! San Francisco is moving on with a 13-10 win here at Lambeau. And this crowd and that Packers team is stunned.
Steal somebody's soul. You know, that's what it feels like sometimes where they're sitting there going, man, we just had this great comeback. And you get to reach in there and take it from them. That's
That's a whole lot of fun.
Snap it alone in the gun as he takes the snap. Looking left all the way, fires that way. Back shoulder throw caught by Odell Beckham Jr. With his heels on the sideline, he falls out of bounds at the three with first and goal, L.A. Back, takes the snap, drives the surge into the end zone. Matthew Stafford puts it in the paint. Touchdown, L.A. With 7:07 to go, third quarter, 26-3. The Rams are on the high side in the NFC divisional round.
Brady looking, Brady throws the ball downfield. He's got Evans toward the end zone. Evans makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. What a great throw by Brady. 3:20 left. Jalen Ramsey beaten on that throw. And the Bucs make it 27-19. On the 23-yard line, the snap. They'll feed Akers again. He's going to hit the hole. He is quite. Fumble the football. Fumble the football. It's fumbled. It's recovered by the Bucs. Tampa Bay's got the football at the 30-yard line with 2:25 to go. Row the boat, Bucs. Row the boat in the end zone.
Yeah, and it looked like Akers was going to get through the line of scrimmage, and he was fighting for it towards that first down, and great job of taking that ball away. That's the second fumble by Akers today.
Feed the ball to Fournette, tries to run. He's got a first down. 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Buccaneers. Buccaneers a point away from a tie. Fire the cannons. Fire them.
Stafford, deep that field. He's got Cup again. He's at the 10. Stafford says, let's get down there. We gotta clock it. We gotta get the field goal. Clock running down. They have time. Rams getting set. Getting ready for Matt Gay to come in. He spikes it there, and Matt Gay will come in and try to win the game. In the game, the Rams tried every which way to lose. 30 yards to win the game. Matt Gay boots it through. And the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth,
Al, wind up winning it. Three games so far, a walk-off field goal.
Yes.
All three.
Yes. Cooper Kupp, two gigantic plays.
We'll just take it day by day and see where we're at.
There's only going to be one champion crowned at the end of the season, so that makes 31 unhappy teams.
Fires it into wide open! Remarkable! Touchdown, Buffalo! Davis again! Down the middle. It's Hill! In the open! Cuts it upfield! He might be gone! He is! Kansas City takes the lead with a minute to go from 64 incredible yards
from the 19 in 17 seconds. Down the middle to the end zone, and there it is! Touchdown number 4 on the night for Davis.
Throw it right away, right now, someone in the middle.
Down the middle, oh my goodness! It's going to be a 48-yard attempt. Only 48 yards, that's what it'll be.
I'm so nervous.
So are hundreds of thousands around the planet. The kick is good! It's going to overtime. Looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game.
Yeah, I mean, 17, Josh is a player, man. We're going to play in a lot of these games over time, and it's always going to be a battle. It'll never be easy, and they have a great football team, and, I mean, much credit to him, man. He played his tail off today.
Best weekend of football I've ever seen.
And that's Rich Eisen. And Eric Ostrowski, who made that fine piece of work. That was excellent. A recap of the football weekend. Here's the thing, okay? I'll tell you this, and if you want to call 312-332-3776, by all means, rip me, call me soft, I don't care. The overtime rules in the playoffs suck. It's stupid. There's no other sport that doesn't let the other team a chance. In baseball, the oldest of the sport, if the road team scores a run at the top of an inning, is that the end of the game? No. The home team gets a chance to bat. Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't have given up a run then, huh? How about that? Don't give up runs. No. The other team gets a chance on offense. In basketball, is it a sudden death basket? No. They play 5 minutes of basketball. So why the hell? Oh, their bodies. They added another game. Don't tell me about their bodies. That's BS. Okay, give me a 10-minute quarter in just in the playoffs. You can end in a tie or do whatever you want to, but it's the damn play. You cannot tell me that Josh Allen and the Bills didn't deserve another chance at the ball to score a touchdown or do something. I mean, come on. This isn't a millennial or whatever. This is football. This is guys playing their asses off for an hour of time and then just saying, oh, well, the coin flip just decides. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Both sides, you want to stop us? Fine. Then how about this? You want it to be a complete game? The Chiefs defense should have had to come out and then stop the Bills offense again. That's a complete game. What happened yesterday was not a complete game. Was not. And it needs to be changed. And your ideas are fine, whatever. I'll take them, like I said. 312-332-3776 is fine. But the football is the only sport where both teams don't get a chance to score. Even in college football. What you play to get into the NFL. Both teams get a chance. Both offenses, both defenses. You want a complete game? Oh, well, you should have stopped them. Well, the Chiefs should stop the Bills again, if that's what you're going to say. Because to me, it's ridiculous. To me, it's ridiculous that that game is decided by a coin flip. Because everybody could see it. It was as plain as day. It was as plain as day. Whoever was going to get the ball, whoever was going to win the coin toss was going to win that game. So what's an extra series just to see if they can score or see if Kansas City can stop them? It seems you spend 4 hours watching a game to have it decided by a coin flip. These guys risk their entire lives playing an extra game. Josh Allen plays his ass off in a game, and he's sitting on the sideline and can't do anything about it. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous, and it needs to be changed. I'm not saying that the Bills would have won the game. The Chiefs very might well have just stopped them and won the game. That's it. But the fact that a football game in the NFL is decided by a coin flip is ridiculous. At least play rock, paper, scissor. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Apparently, I've angered a few people here with my take on overtime and how it's stupid. You can't tell me that if you would have gone up to every single member of the Bills and be like, you want 10 more minutes or are you worried about your body, the health of your body? They would have said, no, we want 10 damn more minutes. Are you kidding me? We want a chance to win this game. And they weren't given a chance to win the game because they didn't get the ball. It was one of the best playoff games ever played. 312-332-3776 if you want to yell at me about the overtime rules, which if you think I'm soft or wrong or whatever, that's fine. All calls welcome. Phil's in Schaumburg. What's up, Phil?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Love the show. You guys do really good work. I was
Thank
making
you.
Sure to listen when I'm making dinner. So
appreciate
good stuff,
Thank you.
It. Yeah, a couple thoughts on overtime. One, I agree with you. It is stupid. And if the NFL really cared about their players' bodies, why'd they add another game?
Mm-hmm.
And 10 minutes is a little bit less than that. But I have two thoughts to change it. I guess one would be pretty similar to your thoughts. Just keep it the way it is. You know, you kick off. If you score, great. But the other team gets a shot. One possession each. And then it becomes, you know, score or go home. Field goal, touchdown, whatever. So pretty boring. The other one I had was the NFL seems really to rely on their coins. They really want quarters involved in the game for whatever reason. So keep the coin flip. And flip a coin, and the coach can either defer or take the ball, just like he would at the beginning of a game now. But he might be inclined to defer because if your defense gets a stop on the first possession, you win. Like, take away punts, you get one possession. If you kick a field goal or if you score a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
win and go home. But if the defense gets a stop, you win. You go home. I don't know how they score it. Give them a safety or give them a point, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
This could be fun for gambling, too. But I don't know. That's my thought. Make the defense more important and keep the precious quarter involved.
Well, see, Phil, you mentioned the quarter, but like when you okay, think about this: the most important game of the year, the Super Bowl. Don't they make a commemorative coin before that game and they flip back. So how am I supposed to know the imbalance of heads and tails? I know that supposedly tails never fails in a quarter, but how am I supposed to know if tails never fails with this newly produced coin that they just made?
That's true. Yeah, I mean, you got to get a well-weighted coin, quarter, commemorative coin, whatever you want to be. Tails never fails. It's like Wesley Snipes caught us, always bet on black. Same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think the NFL's nightmare is that what we saw last night happens in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I hope it's a good game, Phil. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening.
The game ending the decision of who wins the Super Bowl coming down to a coin flip.
Oh, coming down to the coin flip. Oh, that's what you mean. You're falling over a second. Yeah. No, I mean, again, you're going to have a Super Bowl. You're going to have a championship be decided by a team not getting the ball. That's crazy to me.
I mean, imagine it happening to Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl. He doesn't even get a shot.
Nope. But it shouldn't happen.
Nice.
Should not happen. Yeah. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate the call. Have a good night.
Bye, man. You too.
Al is in Lamont. What's up, Al?
Hey, can I give you a real quick my bet win surprise for the day, and then I'll tell you about my overtime.
Sure.
So Tyreek Hill had a DraftKings profit boost, or just for special, 150 yards and a touchdown was plus 1,600.
Okay.
So I put $10 on it. He had 147 yards at the end of the game, and he catches a 3-yard pass in overtime to hit the 150, by the way. So
bang.
I was happy.
Bang.
But here's my overtime thought. I don't think I've heard this. It's cool. First team scores, great. Second team gets a chance, but if they score, they have to try for two.
Damn, okay.
Simple and easy.
Okay. All right. I mean, listen, I like the idea of both teams and everything like that, but I don't think you need to mess it up. Like, I think 10 more minutes, whether you play 10 minutes or you just let the other team have a shot. Like, I'm fine if you don't want the full 10 minutes because you're worried about the health and safety of the players all of a sudden, even though we're adding more games left and right.
Right.
And we're adding more playoff teams, which adds more games. But whatever. No, it's not for me to decide. But I've got no problem if you want to just say, hey, now the Bills get a chance to score. And if you stop them, the game's over. And if you don't, we keep playing. And then the next score wins. Like, that's, I'm fine with that. I just think both teams should get a chance to have the ball. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Have a good night. Larry's in Downers Grove. What's up, Larry?
Hi. Here's what I think makes the most sense is the most fairness, and that's this. You play equal possessions until one team is leading. If you play 10 minutes, a first team could have a 9-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you play, if both teams get the possession, but if it's tied, then it's sudden death, that first team could have the ball two times versus one. But if you play equal possessions until a team has the lead, then it's fair. The second team could have an advantage because they know what they need to do. But at least, what's wrong with equal possessions until one team is winning?
No, there's nothing. Larry, you're preaching to the choir here, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that even more fair than playing 10 minutes or playing after both teams get it at sudden death? You're saying it's equal now. Both teams get an equal shot. And somebody's winning after equal possession. So that's my thought.
Yeah, that's number. I like that, Larry. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I can't believe we're deciding huge games just by a coin flip. It's crazy to me. Eric producing the show tonight, we were talking about it during the break. How funny would it be if you had to have a rock, paper, scissors specialist and like your punter or your place kicker or your holder, your third string wide receiver, or maybe your inactive quarterback is your rock, paper, scissors specialist.
Imagine the analytics department going crazy on the rock, paper, scissors.
Best out of three.
Always on shoot.
Throw on shoot.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, shoot. 1, 2, 3, shoot. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Boom.
Hot corner.
No.
Yeah.
As it is.
Exactly. A serpentine draft. Vidal's in Antioch. What's up, Vidal?
What's up, man?
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. And you are 1-0 on Song of the Night.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll ruin it tomorrow. Don't worry.
You're kind of convincing me. I was always on the fence with this, but I think you're right. At least in the playoffs, every team should get a possession. I will tell you, though, the Bills had a They didn't deserve to win that game, and I didn't want either team to lose that game. I love both of those teams. But, you know, you got 13 seconds to hold them to 0 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they score the field goal. You let them march down the field. And then you have, okay, can you not let them score a touchdown? They're supposed to be one of the best defenses in the league. So I think in this particular case, I'm okay with it. But I think in the playoffs, you're right. You know, they should have one possession each. I will say, though, I do like the rock, paper, scissors thing. And also, if that doesn't work, they could have just one quick game of Street Fighter 2.
Okay, real quick.
Get your two captains, get the arcade
real quick
unit out in the middle of the field, and just Ryu versus Ken or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's I'm going to write an email tomorrow to the NFL.
All right, you send it to Goodell. CC me on it, okay?
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Goodell. Appreciate it. Also, why are we doing one coin flip? We have the technology. Can't we simulate what would happen in a million coin flips?
There we go.
Can we do that?
Better, yeah.
Can we simulate that? Can we just be like, hey, in a million coin flips, heads would have won. Okay, heads. Cool. Or you call it and you're like, hey, tails. Well, in a million simulations, tails won. All right. Awesome. Like, they go to the replay booth for everything else. We can't go to replay this. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Someone said in the Twitch chat, I'm trying to find who it was, that they would have to go to New York to judge whether or not someone threw.
Yeah,
oh, Big Dollar Dave said it.
He threw rock after three. Got to go to New York to review.
Got to review.
Late.
It was too soon. He saw that his opponent had thrown rock. He chose to throw paper after changing it from rock to paper. We're going to replay the second attempt.
I feel like blindfolds might have to be in play here.
Ooh, man. That brings it. That brings a whole new level.
Maybe some noise-reducing head for all of it.
I like that. Jake's in Union Grove. What's up, Jake?
Hey, you know what? Instead of the coin toss, what you can do is you have two chips in a hat, and it's each chip is the team going against the other team. You pick it, and whichever team gets picked, they can choose, you know, receive or kick or whatever they want, the side of the field. And then going back to an earlier caller, I think it was Larry, they mentioned something about each team gets a possession. I love this idea. And it's kind of like, even if both teams were to score, you know, which team did it quicker, essentially, mm-hmm. you know, and then the game can just kind of, you know, I don't know, maybe just end after two possessions. If you both score, which you know, then that way both teams get a shot at it. Just, I don't know, my two cents.
All right, thanks, Jake. Appreciate the call. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Scott's on the south side. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Adam. Enjoy listening to you and Chris Black.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Has the week off.
He does.
Yeah, but I agree. I hate the coin flip, but there's actually two coin flips. And what I don't like is at the end of regulation where Kansas City was playing catch-up, after already having the initial coin flip, they, because of the luck of a second coin flip, they're automatically on defense. Buffalo's on defense a second time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should have continued possession since Kansas City scored last. It should have been Buffalo's chance.
Okay.
Starting. But I also like the full 15-minute quarter in overtime as well.
Thanks, Scott. So, appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, I mean, I've heard that before where you've got, since the Chiefs had the ball at the end and kicked the field goal to send it to overtime, there was no time left, then the Bills would then start overtime with the ball. Look, I don't care who starts with the ball. As long as they both get a chance to score.
That leaves you. So a team makes an incredible comeback, ties the game at the end.
And then they don't have a chance?
And then they don't get the ball.
Like, that's, see, again, yeah. and I still would have been mad. Like, look, I had the Bills money line. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. I had the Bills with the points, too. It doesn't matter. The point is that even if the Bills would have walked it off, the Chiefs came back and scored with 13 seconds, they had 13 seconds left, and they scored, and they wouldn't have gotten the ball in overtime? That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Let's go to Norm on Lakeshore. What's up, Norm?
Hey, Adam, love your show. It's not a new concept. It's called sudden death. First team to score. It's been used before.
No, but see, then if the Chiefs score, the Bills should still get a chance to score. Like, this is essentially sudden death as long as you score a touchdown, right? That's what we've got.
Right.
I want both teams to have an opportunity to score.
I like the equal possession idea.
Okay, that's fine. And then if you see, here's the thing. If the Chiefs stopped them, and thanks for the call, Norm, appreciate it. If the Chiefs stopped them, when the Bills got the ball, it's over. Like, I'm not, I don't, you don't, I'm, for me, you don't have to play the full 10 minutes or 15 minutes, a whole other quarter. I'm fine with not doing that. I'm fine with them just saying, hey, we scored a touchdown, now you try. And if we stop you, it's over. And simple as that. Or you score a field goal, we score a field goal, and you get the ball. And if we stop you from scoring anything, then the game's over. That's fine. But a damn coin? Like, we don't even, when was the last time you used a coin for something? Who gives out change now? What are we doing? We're in a society where a lot of places have stopped just taking cash, and we're using coins to determine the most important time of a football game? It's ridiculous. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
We have an update. If you've been following along throughout this long process, it seems like the Bears are going to pick a GM and a head coach by St. Patrick's Day, if we get everything done correctly.
It's the final countdown.
They have three interviews scheduled, 3 second interviews scheduled with head coaches. That would be with Matt Eberflus, with Dan Quinn, and with Jim Caldwell. And according to Ian Rappaport, who just tweeted along with Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network, the Bears are interested in speaking again with at least three GM candidates. Ryan Poles of the Chiefs, who we knew, and now a new name, two new names, Monty Osenfort from the Titans and Elliot Wolf of the Patriots. And also, Morocco Brown, who interviewed today, according to the Bears, could return as well. So that's three, possibly four, GM interviews, which could be happening. Also, the Bears blog on Twitter, at the Bears blog, who's been really connected with all this, says, while the Bears very much like Osenfort and Wolf, I believe they have zeroed in on Ryan Poles, and if his interview goes well tomorrow, they may not let him leave. So our national nightmare of not having a GM, possibly having a coach before the GM, could be over very soon. I hope so. I would like them to hire a GM before the coach. And if you listen, if you read what Albert Breer put out today on Sports Illustrated and his Monday morning quarterback, and I'm sure he'll address it with Cap and Jay Hood as he joins Cap and Jay Hood every Tuesday morning. Make sure you tune into them starting at 7 a.m. That he will also say the same thing that he wrote, that Bill Polian has been pushing for Jim Caldwell, but Poles might want, you know, his own guy if he comes in. So we'll see who is really doing the hiring. Is how much influence is Bill Polian? Now, they hired Bill Polian to come in as an independent consultant to kind of guide them through this hiring process because they don't have a football president in place. It is George and Ted, as we know that. So hopefully soon we get an answer. Eric, I want to update people on a story of great concern. I told a story last week about how my Christmas tree was still up and how every week since Christmas, I come home and my wife has said, we're going to keep the tree up for a little bit. And I'm like, I don't care. That's fine. Keep it up. I like it. It brightens up the place. It lightens the mood. I like it. It smells good. It smells real good. My neighbors sometimes cook weird things.
There you go. That'll help diffuse it.
They experiment in the cooking area, in the kitchen. And sometimes it stinks up the place. You know what smells good, though? Christmas tree. It smells great. So I said last week that we were delaying taking it, but we were up against a deadline. That we take our tree, we take it down, take off all the ornaments, take it out of the holder, put it in a big plastic bag, and take it to a place here in downtown Chicago by the Lincoln Park Zoo where they recycle trees. They put them in a mulcher and they do stuff with them. They say they give it to the zoo because the animals like it, whether they roll around in it or some of them eat it or whatever. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Saturday morning, she says to me, do you want to take the tree? And I go, no. It's fine. It's let's go Sunday morning. Let's go Sunday morning. Saturday, we got some things. We got an appointment. We got to take my dog, who you know only has three legs. She's got to go to physical therapy. So we take her to physical therapy. And I'm like, by the time you get home with that, then by the time I got to put this thing on the car, there's going to be a lot of cars on the road. What happened Saturday night? We got 5 damn inches of snow. We got 5 damn inches of snow downtown. And then she looks up the date of the closing of said recyclery. Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
So now, guess who's the ass? Me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm the ass now. Sure. I'm the ass.
Well, is the tree drinking still?
It was.
Then let it ride.
So no, what we did is, because I'm stubborn, we're taking this tree. Yeah. Now we're taking this tree. So Sunday, Saturday night, all the ornaments were off. Sunday is just a bare tree just sitting there. It looks sad,
honestly.
I was
going to say it's sad when you strip them down.
It looks sad, man. It's sad.
Now it's just a piece of lumber in the
house.
Now
it is. Well, like, yeah, but you know what? The apartment smelled great because when you vacuum up all the needles, that comes through the filter, and the apartment smelled awesome, all right? So in 5 inches of snow, nothing's plowed, nothing. I'm sliding all over the place. Because it's the city. There's still a pile of trees sitting over by the Lincoln Park Zoo. They haven't come to take the trees yet. There was at least 50 trees on this pile of trees. And I'm like, well, we're just going to take it and drop it off in the spot. I don't care. Either it's a part of nature or they're going to take it.
Right. Just throw it over the fence.
Well, it's not a fence. It's just a lot.
It's like a big, like, mulching
area. Yeah, it's like a lot. Not even that. It's just an area. It's just a park. Yeah.
Drop the trees here.
Essentially, right. It's right at Fullerton and Lakeshore Drive is where this is. So we're driving and we get this thing on. We get the tree on. We're driving. I see this damn thing's about to fall off. It's coming over the side on my... Because I'm driving. I've got, like, one eye on the thing. She's got, like, one eye on it. I'm trying to drive. I'm trying not to swerve the entire time. Nothing's been plowed. Nothing's been done yet. I don't want to take a major road. Like, I don't want to take Belmont or Fullerton or Clark or anything like that. Because if that thing falls off on a major intersection, I'm screwed. Because I'm definitely that guy, and I don't want to be that guy. I figure if it falls off on, like, a side street, like if I take School Street up to whatever it is, not Lakeshore Drive, but the one that's right next to Lakeshore Drive, I'll be fine. This thing is about to fall off. I have to pull over. We get out, middle of the street, trying to rig this thing back up, finally get it there. It's windy as all hell because now the wind is catching into the bag because there's, like, holes in it because the tree is so sharp. And it's, like, parachuting this thing. And I'm like, oh, crap. I had, like, a person was behind me, and then they realized what was going on. They ended up backing up. So long story short, or long story long, however you want to look at it, the tree is now at the place. It is now at a mulcher. We missed the deadline, but it's Chicago, so we didn't really miss the deadline. Right, right. So whatever. And guess who's the ass?
Yeah, I mean,
always.
It's okay. The tree is now in rainbow heaven or across the rainbow bridge.
Well,
so
it's good. It's some goat is eating it or something.
Yeah,
right,
happily.
Now.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. Some goat is eating it. 312-332-3776. We're talking about the Bears, the GM, and coaching search. We're also talking about the overtime rules. Let's go to Robert in Downers Grove. What's up, Robert?
Hey, it's McRobert. You know me.
Oh, what up, McRobert?
I'm going to try to walk everyone through why this overtime is the way that it is.
Okay.
So this guy called and he said, like, equal possessions. Okay. Abdallah gets a possession and McRobert gets a possession. We both scored 8 points. Now where are we at? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy said, play until somebody gets a lead. Okay. Abdallah, you couldn't get in the end zone, but you got three. Well, I'm going to best you when I get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. So the NFL sort of mixes those two and it says, well, I guess it's good enough if you get a touchdown because we can't keep doing this all day. So there we are. If we both have 8, Abdallah, what do you want to do then? Just keep going for 2-point conversions? I think they should start with a 50-yard field goal maybe after that. Maybe they should kick until somebody misses.
No, because
so
then you're
do. I think it's fine
then
the way
you're
it
being
is.
Gimmicky. That's like saying, oh, let's do the home run derby
let's
at
play
the
rock,
end.
Paper, scissors. Let's just
well,
play
yeah,
war
obviously that's
if
a
I get
joke.
An ace, I'm
McRobert,
ball.
Obviously
we'll
that's
ace, we'll just,
obviously
know,
that's a joke.
I know, but
look, you play 10 minutes. I would think that if you can't, then you just play, dude, just play 10. It's more football. Just play more football.
10 minutes is reasonable. I don't think you can go a whole another 15, but.
Well, if you're tied, then go to 5. Then how about that?
Is almost,
if you play
are they
10
doing
minutes.
That in college still?
What, the 2-point conversion? Yeah, after
like
the first two.
Back and forth.
Yeah, after the first two, you have to go for the 2-point conversion.
I don't know. That's my.
And then they just give you dueling 2-point conversions. Yeah. Then you're just doing 2-point conversion attempts.
Exactly, it's the same difference. I don't know if they don't just like let Patrick Mahomes walk off the field. I do agree with the one caller that said it was kind of bogus. They got to go down the field twice back to back, but
yeah,
I'm not sure how to resolve this.
I don't need you to go 10 minutes. Just I would say you have 10 minutes. There's a 10 minute quarter, right? But if the Chiefs get the ball first and they go down and score a touchdown.
Also, if you put a time limit on it, what if nobody scores?
Then you keep playing. It's football. Who cares?
Quarter.
Okay, keep playing. Who cares? It's football. You want
less
football? Keep playing. What are you worried about their bodies?
More football,
don't add
more better.
Don't add a second game. Don't add a 17th game if you're worried about their bodies.
No, the 17th game, like at that point too. Just as a former football player, I'll say this: like playing an extra game, you have a week to recover. Playing six quarters is tough, and eventually you're going to start tearing stuff. You can't. Well, your muscles are getting tired. It's the same thing as losing your jump shot. Like,
well, okay. I can talk. How about this, Robert? Go to the Chiefs and the Bills at the end of that game when it's tied, and say, "Here's what
I
we
understand.
Can do. You can either both of you can either keep playing. Yeah, of
or
course.
Offense, rather.
Well, also, but at the same time, too, you don't think that both of them would want to keep playing if they had a chance to go to a championship game? Like, they're not going to turn that down.
I understand a player definitely wants to keep playing. Tyrann Mathieu wanted to play. But, like, I'm saying an extra a sixth and seventh and eighth quarter in football is different than a sixth quarter in basketball, for one, if you go back to the Syracuse
No, I get it. But I would assume that these two teams, and I'm not saying do it in the regular season. This is just for the playoffs. This is a regular season.
Right.
You can have a tie. You can play the extra 10 minutes if it ends in a tie. Or if one team ends, that's fine. But this is the playoffs. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm cool with the ties in the regular season. Like, I always think it's funny when McNabb forgot that they could end in a tie that one time.
All right, thanks, McRobert. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Al's in Portage Park. What's up, Al?
Hey, Adam. Thanks for taking my call. So, first, full disclosure, I'm a big Chiefs fan. I've been a Chiefs fan for a long time, and I'll use the pun. I've been on both sides of the coin here because the Chiefs lost the AFC Championship in 2018 when they lost the coin flip. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady came back, tied them up, and then overtime they went down, scored a touchdown to beat them. And then, so, of course, yesterday, I liked the rule because it worked out for the Chiefs. Now that I've been on both sides of it pretty recently, I don't know how else they can do it, Adam. I mean, like, if, you know, people have said, okay, give each team a possession. All right, you saw these defenses were totally gassed. I was praying to God that the Chiefs won the coin toss because I thought they'd win, and it didn't happen. Let's say Buffalo gets the ball after the Chiefs score.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo goes down and score. Now they both scored a touchdown, which probably was happening because these defenses were gassed. How do you end the game?
You keep playing.
How does it win?
You keep playing 10 minutes. You play 10 more minutes. What's wrong with 10 more minutes? What's 10 more minutes?
Well, actually, if everyone noticed, the quarter was actually 15 yesterday. They do 10 minutes in regular season, but yesterday was 15. So
okay.
They have to play.
That's
okay,
fine. Then 15.
Okay, so they play a 15-minute quarter, and then... So just keep playing until someone scores and...
Yeah, keep playing. What difference does it make? We're sitting on our couch watching football. I'm sure they would vote for it. Just keep playing.
Yeah, but you could see the... I mean, these defenses were gassed.
Okay.
I mean, they had nothing left, right?
And as Waddle said, too, you don't think the offenses were gassed, too?
Yeah, but it seems to favor the offense because they're going forward, the other team's going back. It seems to, I mean, obviously everyone's tired. Everyone's
mm-hmm.
gassed, you're right.
Yeah.
But it just seems like it deteriorates the defense over the course of the game. And, I don't know if there's a perfect solution. I think the NFL definitely improved it when they made the rule about, so you score a touchdown, you win, and not just a field goal. I mean, that was a big improvement, it seemed, because... You know, in the whole game of football, you're not looking to drive down and take a field goal. You're looking to drive down for
mm-hmm.
a touchdown. So they made that happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like I said, now that I've been on both sides of it in the last couple years, I don't know what else they could do. I just, it doesn't seem like there's another solution to this. And there's always going to be one side ticked off, they lost, and
mm-hmm.
one side's going to move on and, I don't know, Adam.
Thanks for the call, Al. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Oh, wait.
What's up?
One more thing.
What's up?
Now that we're talking about coins, there's no doubt next year
they're going to be flipping a Dodge coin or a Bitcoin or Shiba Inu coin because they'll be buying a sponsorship for that next
year.
There
you go. There you go. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. All right. We'll try to blast through all the rest of these calls when we come back here. Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Make sure you download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever your podcasts are sold. It's a free podcast, though. We don't charge. Same for the ESPN Chicago app. It's a free app. It's a great app. It's awesome. You just open it up. Show starts playing. Make sure you get that Black and Abdallah podcast. Make sure you check out the Song of the Night podcast. On Saturdays, it's usually posted. All of our songs of the night in one easy podcast for you. Thanks to Matt Williamson for joining me. Some great NFL coverage coming up this week as well as some Bulls coverage. Also, make sure you watch us on twitch.tv, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 in Chicago. Shout out to the long streamers. 13 hours strong here coming up. Always interacting. Appreciate it. And thank you to Eric and Jake for producing tonight's show. Let's go through some of these calls. Hopefully we'll have a Bears GM to talk about soon. Maybe they don't let polls leave tomorrow. That'd be fun. That'd be fun, huh? Huh? Mad Max and Griffith. What's up, Mac?
How you doing, Abdallah? You're doing a great job, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, here's the deal. First of all, tell your buddy McRobert, playing Pop Warner is not the same as pro, okay? Number one. Number two, here's the simple solution for the NFL overtime. Every other sport that is popular around the globe emulates the regular game in the overtime. Nobody does sudden death. Everybody touches the ball. Look at tennis, soccer, anything you want, hockey, basketball. Everybody goes on offense.
I'm not up to date on the cricket overtime rules, Mad Max, so maybe we should emulate cricket if I figure out what the cricket overtime rules are.
Cricket has been deemed illegal in most of the planet now, so eliminate that sport.
What?
Is that for real?
That.
It's out. It's been eliminated.
Okay.
But all you need to do is you get to the end of the game, you go to a 10-minute break, you flip a coin, no problem with the coin, but you go to a 15-minute full quarter, no matter what. You play the whole thing out. That way you emulate exactly what happens in the four quarters prior. You strategize, you have offense, you have defense, you go back and forth, right? The overtime they have now is just the most ridiculous thing for the most popular sport on the planet. Before you hang up on me, here's what you do with the Bears. You hire Bill Cowher as the president of the football
team. Oh, come on. Cowher's not leaving the booth.
No. You give him $10 million a year.
No.
3 years, 3 years guaranteed. And then you go hire the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, Doug Pendergrass. Why is that? Because he had the best team in football.
Peterson?
And he lost his quarterback. And then what did he do? He brought in the backup, and he won the Super Bowl because he mentally adjusted to everything in front of him, and he won the Super Bowl over the GOAT.
All right, thanks, Mad Mac. I got to squeeze in a couple more calls before we get out of here, all right? All right, have a good one. Thanks. Zach's in Kenosha. What's up, Zach?
Hey, Zach. Thanks for taking my call.
Good, man. Thanks for making it. Appreciate it. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, so I had a quick thing about the overtime. First of all, I agree with you that it needs to change. But what I would do is something similar, I guess you said it earlier, is each team should get a possession regardless, like whether it's a touchdown or not.
Yeah.
And then on the following possession, so we'll use the Chiefs as an example. Let's say the Chiefs go down on the second possession and kick a field goal. At that point, I still think the game should continue. The only way that it finishes is with a touchdown. So that way it forces teams to actually try to get a touchdown and not settle for a field goal. You know, so like they would come down. If they kick a field goal, the Bills would get a chance to come back and either tie or win with a touchdown. I think that would it's never going to be 100% fair, but I think that would be at least, you know, most people would be okay with that, I think. I mean, even including the players.
Yeah.
I think would be okay with that. To not let Josh Allen touch the ball at all, I think was absolutely, like, it ruined the game for me. Like,
yeah.
And I kind of wanted the Bills to lose just because I was hoping that Dable, you know, would be the next coach.
Yeah.
So this might
be. Well, I mean, he still could be. It doesn't, but, I mean, yeah. It doesn't, you know, they don't have any, and thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate it. They don't have any interviews scheduled with Dable, an extra interview scheduled with Dable. They've got three coaching candidates, Jim Caldwell, Dan Quinn, and Matt Eberflus, who are going to get the second interviews, and then three, possibly four GM candidates that are getting second interviews, including polls tomorrow. So maybe he walks out with the job. Jerry is in Montgomery. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. What's up?
So about this overtime, it can't be one team walks off. It just can't be. Mm-hmm. So I think the kickers got to settle it. Special teams has a bigger. They got to play a bigger role.
No,
that's what happens in
the kickers.
Soccer, man.
The kickers needs a less role.
And it goes to TKs.
No, this and isn't. Yeah, but that's all kicking. Football's not kicking.
It's football, man. It's in the name.
No, I get it. I know it's okay. I get it. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. I know it's in the name, but dueling kicks is like having, like, let's say, let's have a 3-point shooting contest in the NBA. That's like saying let's have a home run derby in baseball. I just don't understand. If the road team hits a home run, they don't walk off in baseball. The home team gets their chance in overtime. In basketball, if the Bulls go to overtime tonight against Oklahoma City and the Bulls win the opening possession and they make a basket, it doesn't end. You have to finish the rest of the overtime. It just doesn't make any sense. Be back tomorrow with more Bleck and Abdallah. Crystal has the week off. And we'll be back tomorrow, of course, with Waddle and Sylvia at 2 o'clock. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.